GalaxyCon Live is the place for you to hear about fandom from the celebrities who bring geek culture to life. Welcome, friends and fans, to another edition of GalaxyCon Live, where we are bringing the convention experience directly to you. And today, we are going back to the Empire with some amazingly talented guests from Akame ga Kill. So without further ado, let's head on down to the Night Raid hideout and see who we find. Our first guest is an actress whose roles include Food Wars, Bang Dream, and Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon? Today, she joins us to discuss the role of Genius Sniper Mine. Please welcome Christina Kelly.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Whoop. You still there? We'll give her a second. Three. There you are. And there you're not.
There I am.
Okay.
Okay, I'm here. Sorry, guys.
No worries, Christina. Hey, looking good. How are you doing in your corner of the world?
I'm good. I'm really good. Things have been a few months, but I've had a little bit of downtime this week, so that's been really nice. So
downtime is always good. And yeah, like I said, we live in interesting times once again, but I'm for certain we'll get past it like we did the last one.
Yes, for sure.
Absolutely. All right, and next, she's an actress whose work includes Full Metal Panic, Muv Love Alternative, Total Eclipse, and of course, Neon Genesis Evangelion. Today, she joins us to discuss the role of the Leonine Leone. Please welcome Allison Keith Ship.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are y'all?
Oh, we are good. Allison, how are you?
I'm great. Delicious, delightful, and lovely. All of it.
Oh, absolutely. Very so. You know, it's a very, very nice ensemble you have in your home there.
Oh, thank you. Welcome to my home. Yes. I put my whole heart into your home buying needs, too. I'm a realtor, in case you want to buy a home.
Do the houses come with butter?
Yes, always.
Allison, welcome to our online forum. So glad to have you here. And
me too, guys. Good to be here.
Oh, absolutely. And next, she is an actress whose body of work includes Black Clover, Combatants Will Be Dispatched, and Gate. Today, she joins us to discuss the role of the leader of the Night Raid, Akame. Please welcome Molly Searcy.
Woo! Hey! Hello!
Woo! Night Raid!
Thanks for having, thanks for being here. Oh, my goodness. And you know, she's in the booth. She's a pro.
She is. She is me. I am her. We are here. Welcome. Thank you.
Cuckoo kajoob.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Molly, how you doing in your corner of the world?
Doing well. Just, I was telling everybody, I just came from a show. I'm also a theater actor, and we just did a show, and I was like, if I don't get out of here by 4:30, I'm not going to make it, but I got out at 4:22, so
and then
I made it. And
late.
Yeah. No, you were not. No,
girl, you were late.
No, you were not. No. It was just, I'm just saying, I'm glad to be here. That's all I'm saying.
And we are very glad to have you here.
You're living my dream, Molly.
Oh, Lord. Well, it's, you know, we blow with the wind and we see where it takes us. And, you know, one day you're living this and the next day you're, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll be a realtor.
Yes.
Teenagers. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let's continue this conversation with our next guest. He is an actor whose credits include Food Wars, Children Who Chase Lost Voices, and Starship Troopers Invasion. Today, he joins us to discuss the role of Tatsume. Please welcome Corey Hartzog.
Yay. Hey. Everybody. How's everybody going?
Good, boss. How you doing in your corner of the world?
Oh, doing great. Just living the dream.
Aren't we all?
That's
honest. Look, like I said, you know, it's we all started out with this and the unpleasantness, and we got out of that tunnel. Now we're in a new tunnel, but I'm convinced it's going to be smaller than the last one. I cling to the audacity of hope. We got through the first time. We're going to get through it the second time, and every time it pops up again, we'll get less and less.
I feel like it's just, you know, nowhere but hey. It's nowhere but up, right? It's got to get better, you know?
Absolutely.
Oh, famous last word. Better knock on some wood, bro.
Absolutely. Well, friends, welcome to the GalaxyCon virtual stage. So glad to have you here today. And we are all just great fans of this show. And before we go to our audience questions, I just wanted to throw this out. For each of you, what was the most fun you had in playing your characters?
Most fun. Who wants to go first?
I will. Ready?
Ready.
The most fun is seeing how hot my characters are and how I'm not and how I get to live vicariously through them. And Leone, my family, shut up. God, hold on. Okay. Mommy loves you. Shit. I mean, sorry. Okay. But how?
Mommy loves you. That's me as a mom. That's me. You're my spirit animal. You're my spirit animal.
That's Allison. Right, boo.
I want to be just like you. I love you whenever I have kids. Yeah. Shut up!
I will say my favorite part, just looking at the boobs that like they're the best possible anime boobs on the earth. That's terrible, but it's true. And I love that she steals all of Corey's things, like just goes to the bar, takes people's money, and she's not real sorry.
I'm still bitter about that.
I know. I'm sorry, dude. Not really.
I never got that money back, by the way.
I got you.
My boobs are going to be just like Leone's when I grow up.
Life goals.
Yes.
Yep. Now I'm going to pay the big bucks for them. They're going to be just like Leone's.
Oh, nice. Please. It's a lot. Takes a lot of money, honey. To work this bad. Okay. I'm just joking, but yeah, I love the draw. I love the graphic of the show. It's fun. I really
absolutely.
Did.
Absolutely. What was your great pleasure with your character, Christine? I think she's on July. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, like my favorite, scene or like my favorite thing, like
just
about
that one thing about your character that has lasted.
Oh, she reminds me a lot of like how I was when I was 15, because I think mine is like 15 or 16 years old, and she's like super feisty but has a big attitude, but she's really strong and very sweet. So
she is.
Yeah.
And she's really shy around boys because she has like the biggest crush on Tatsumi and hides it for a while. And yeah, whatever. Tatsumi loved it. But
until he almost dies.
That's true. But not in the manga. Not in the manga. But I loved how feisty and cool she was. She was just a great character. So
yeah, there you go.
A lot.
And Corey, what part of Tatsume remains with you?
Oh man, I don't know. Just like the breadth of emotions that this character goes through. Like I feel like we all can relate to that on some kind of level. Just like the amount of emotion that he pours into everything that he does, and like he genuinely does care about the well-being of the people of the city. And I don't know. It's just like I genuinely care about people that are in my life, and like. I think that we connected on that level all throughout the entire show. So it was nice because I could relate to him personally.
Hold on.
I mean, I cared about you a lot, but I cared about your money in the beginning more. Okay.
I mean, we know that.
Yeah.
We know that.
Boy, that's like every relationship I've had with a woman. Okay. Molly, bring us home.
I loved playing Akame, and the thing that has stayed with me and resonated and that like I always kind of go back to is her perseverance. She kept going, and you know, when things got hard, she just kept at it. And even at the end, when things were really hard, it was like, well, we're still going to do it. And she finds that inner strength. And she also, you know, relies on her friends. She's very, very loyal, and she just has a lot of strong moral character. And I think that is something that I'm really proud to voice and represent. And I hope that I can live up to that, you know?
Yeah. You did a great job.
You did.
Oh, God bless.
Such talent in this. As an old guy, I mean, I'm serious. And I'm in awe. I watched it again and I'm like, oh, Thanks for having me. No, it's so cool to see the evolve. No, truly. And I'm not trying to, I'm not being that self-deprecating. It's been around a while, but the talent just just gets better and better. It's so cool to be a part of. It's really cool.
Well, you're amazing, Allison.
Well, yes, you are. Oh my God, big hug, group hug. Yay. Okay.
Yay!
Well, thank you for indulging my capricious curiosity. We're good to go on our audience questions, so let's go ahead and fire that up. And our first one comes from Lynn, who wants to know, if you could hang out with a character you portrayed, who would it be, and what would you like to do? And feel free to pull from any aspect of your career, anime, on stage, any medium you've performed in.
Flaming Belial from Combatants Will Be Dispatched, because she is a good time. She gives no... I don't know what we're doing cussing-wise, but she gives no ifs.
Oh, I've already cussed. I'm sorry.
And no, I don't know. I don't know, like, how we are operating. So I'll pre-censor myself or I'll whatever.
Me too.
And she's really fun. And, you know, she, like, wants to just have a good time, have some adult beverages and, you know, conquer the world, take over the world, that sort of thing.
Oh, I just want to throw something in. The first time I met Allison was at the Akame Ga Kill premiere, and she asked me, do you want to share a bucket of Bud? And I was like, yes,
I did.
If that isn't Leone, I don't know what is. I don't
100%.
Know.
100%.
Oh my God, I love you so much, you little nugget. We were at that little, in Katy at the theater, and oh my God. And I'm like, oh yes, I can see movies and drink. This shit is on. I mean, stuff is on. Like, I mean, that's exciting.
Yeah.
It ain't the dollop movie anymore.
No. You can say shit. It's okay.
Oh, no. Sorry.
We just had a Sesame Street panel. They dropped the F-bomb. We're good. Trust me.
Oh, man. Whoa. That's too funny.
Oscar's a grouch,
Sesame
dude.
Street.
That's pretty funny. Who was it? Was it Big Bird?
No, I won't say. I won't say. I'll tell you all after the show.
It was yes, stuff along
after the show. Gossip.
All right, okay. We'll say that for another. No, if I could have like any anime that I've done, it would be Alice Nakari from Food Wars, because she's an amazing chef and she could cook for me all the time. I'd be like, hey, I'm coming over. You're gonna make me fancy meals. That's what I would want to be friends with.
I can pragmatic. Say it's between two of mine. Misato, not that I like Leone, because I'm not sure what the theme is, but my characters like to drink. I mean, I don't
know. Misato loves to drink.
That's yeah, the, that's not tea in that cup, is it?
That's iced tea. Yes, it's iced tea. Bless your heart. Cheers. But I did a long time ago, Blue Seed. It's called Blue Seed. And a character named Sakura Yamazaki. And between Misato and Sakura, I mean, Misato's just, you know, she just rolls. And I've been voicing her for 20 some odd years. So I do feel part of it. But she's like everybody's friend, kind of the big brother, but the big sister, kind of cool big sister. But Sakura Yamazaki is a Ghostbuster and crazy as all get out. And I love watching I watch a lot of Dateline, and then I watch a lot of the Ghostbuster show. I mean, the ghost shows. I want to be on Kindred Spirits one day and just be one of their kids. Like, I love it. So I would like to be a Ghostbuster beer drinking character.
Namaste. Thank you.
Nice. Corey, bring us home.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to say that I'm biased towards Akame Ga Kill. I mean, Tatsumi has like every chick that wants him, and like he has the pick of the litter. So
yeah,
it's kind of true.
Typical.
But he picks my character. He picks mine.
Duh. Poor mom.
Well, he does until she dies, and then maybe he moves on. Maybe he doesn't.
Love it.
He dies in the end. He dies in the end.
That's true. That's
but
true.
Not in the manga. Not in the manga. No. But if you're watching this Akame Ga Kill panel, you know how it ends. Sorry.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
yes. Yes. Right.
Well, there's always one. Don't
everybody
ask
knows.
There's always one. So anyway.
Okay. We the musical Assassins. Remember, like with the new Akame Ga Kill characters.
Yes. Yes.
Musical. Right. That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Leone would be the beast. No, anyway, go ahead.
Lynn, great question to start us off with. Thank you. And what do we have next?
No.
Do we have one? All right, here we go. Shaw, what would be everyone's dream project to work on? Oh, wow.
Good question.
That's a good, great question.
In terms of anime?
Anything.
Themed, since this is an anime.
Yeah.
Themed.
Yes. Thing. Let's do it.
Well, again, I always tell my guests, sky's the limit.
Can I be dumb?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
I want to do like a hidden camera because I'm just old, you know, I just want to do a hidden camera show. I'm not even going to make an excuse. I want to do that. And I want to be the one that films
like,
it. And
like
the
punks?
One that does it. Say it.
Like punk show, like punks, like that kind of thing.
Like just the hidden, it was an old hidden camera show, and you would say funny, I don't know.
Allison, for us, we're talking about candid camera.
Yeah, thank you. That's it. That's what it's called. Thank you.
There we go.
Okay, I know what that is.
Okay, I should have said it. See, I've slept.
It's a candid camera.
So that's dumb, but that is so weird. Nobody's ever asked me that, and I've always wanted to. There we go. Good job,
Sean. Honestly, I would love. I think it'd be funny as hell. Somebody in an uncomfortable situation, you pop up and like, hey,
with a pack of Bud Lights.
Yes,
a pack of Bud Lights. Yes.
And they're always oh, Allison, it's you. I'm on the show.
You got me.
Yeah.
The giveaway is like the pail of Bud Light in the corner. Bud Light, I know what this is for.
Oh man, who's got another dream project they'd like to share?
I mean, if I could go back in time, let's just assume that time is not linear in this equation here.
I mean, it isn't anyway. So
I think, you know, as a child growing up, I think what really got me into anime and like wanting to do voiceover work was like stuff like Yu-Gi-Oh or like Dragon Ball Z or like. And I would love to go back and like be a voice on one of those shows like that would be so cool.
It's still going.
I mean, that's true, but like the odds, I don't know. Like the cast is the cast, right? Like
there's always new characters
changes,
on the show.
I think.
Yeah,
Yu-Gi-Oh!
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it changes. There's still hope.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Christina, you got one?
Well, the show that I like really wanted to be in is like already ending. It's called Attack on Titan. It's like
everyone, yes.
I love that show. I like it, but I think it's amazing. I love the story and it was really well thought out. Like if you're a fan of the show, you know what I'm talking about. It was the creator really thought this story through. And I love the characters and I love the sci-fi. It's like two of my favorite things. So action sci-fi.
Right on.
It's a great category.
Yeah, definitely. Molly.
I think maybe something that hasn't been created yet, but something in that world of like of Akame where it's like people fighting for justice and women being like really badass and killing people. That sounds really sadistic, but you know, and then like in like the real life world, you know, like any kind of like Game of Thrones or The Witcher or something like that, you know, very
anime Game of Thrones.
Well, that's what people call Akame, you know? And so I think that's just because you get to go to such highs and such lows emotionally and in, you know, and who doesn't want to wear like medieval garb and like fight monsters and stuff like that or evil people or whatever.
Yeah,
by the way, The Witcher season 2 is out and it's so good.
So on a side note, if you guys could live in any era that you could choose, what would it be?
Well, it wouldn't be medieval times because the, you know, bubonic plague and, you know, we don't need the Black Death, thank you.
Yeah, no thanks. I'd pick the 90s. If you want to live through the 90s as an adult, that'd be cool. Simpler time.
Oh, good. That's cool. As an adult, I like that idea. As an adult, I wouldn't want to... This is going to be kind of deep. I wouldn't want to live as an adult in the 50s because, I mean, women they were pretty and they had really small waists. I've never had a waist in my life. I'm SpongeBob SquarePants. So, and I've never had an ab or a waist. So I am a walking living. I would love to have that dress that Christina and Molly, y'all would just like look amazing in. And I would, you know, whatever. Anyway, but I want that. But I do think for my kids in this day and age, and so I won't try to get to, but as a kid in the 50s, just the purity of, you know, I don't know, without the, my kids are going through so much and we did all the wrong things. And, but the fact that they're on camera and that they have to live under, you know, an eye of social media and can't make their mistakes. And it's always, can you imagine things always never being erased, what you've screwed up? And just living with it with teenagers and young adults that I have to, and are going to college and how that's affecting, they can just look back at social media and lose job. It's just really tough.
Yeah. Anything you do.
I'd love to go and just kind of live in
the love that.
Good old days back for the, as a kid.
This question comes up a lot for the fans, so I'm not sure I want to live back in the past, but I've always said that I'd like to go back to the 70s or 80s, go to a record shop, and buy an album just because it has a cool cover.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's cool.
Not know what the band is, but just like, this is a badass album, man. I don't know what it is, but I would take it home and listen to it, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
That's an interesting motivation, Patty. That's so interesting.
Patty.
Thank you. And Shaw, thank you.
That's Lionel. I hear you. Hello.
Shank, Shaw, thank you for your question. And Corey, thank you for yours. Let's roll another one. The question we get so often, we made that graphic for it. The fandom Chris one comes from Boris the Animal and wants to know, what other animated series would you like to see have a crossover with a Kame ga Kill?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Man. That's a tough one.
I got it. Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo would be great.
Scooby-Doo with our mystery man, dude, like going out. Again, the Ghostbuster thing comes back in, but
absolutely.
I can see us, because I love the idea of just the gang of peace.
Oh my God.
Ghostbuster. I guess I could go to Jack Daniels. Oh, but if you get a Bud Light with that ghost, I'm all in. But yeah, you know, just, I think Molly was saying earlier, like just having the group of just the type of relationships. I think that's what I love about the anime through the time of, and Scooby, you know, really good shows that we all, because we can all connect to each different characters. We all have that friend, right? Like in our group. Mm. And so, yeah, I do Scooby-Doo.
Right up.
Sesame Street.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Muppets.
Sesame Street.
Ooh, Muppets would be good.
Yeah.
There's like, been animated versions
of the Muppets, Molly?
No, I'm saying Sesame Street is Muppets. It's not animated. It doesn't really.
Oh, that's true. You're right.
Well, you could do Muppet Babies. That's
Muppet Babies. Let's go. Akame and Muppet Babies.
Yeah, I think
that's, okay, that's a good one.
You do
that's
that.
That's disgusting.
Weird.
Weird. Well, we can't do that. Yeah. Well, it could be kind of cool.
Well.
I feel like you'd need a new, TV rating.
Which one?
I don't know. It's such a hard question. I feel like something like, I don't know, like maybe the anime styles are so different from like My Hero Academia, but it's the same kind of like villains and heroes and that sort of thing and kicking butt. Wouldn't it be weird if it was like One Piece?
Right,
like that kind of crossover.
That's a very fertile environment because One Piece is wacky enough that there's a dimensional portal and your guys' characters spill on out and you have an adventure, and then you go back home.
Can you imagine? That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Christina, who would you pick or what would you pick?
There was this show called, so I have two, but there's a show called Sword Art Online where like their minds are in, these kids get trapped in like a video game world.
Yep.
And, get stuck in there. I'm explaining it because I don't know if Allison, but they get stuck in this world because this guy like cuts like some kind of cord where the kids can't leave the game. So they're like in a comatose state in their physical bodies.
Oh, wow.
And their mind is like in this virtual game world, and they have to fight to, like, if you die in the game, you die in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then maybe Demon Slayer, that would kind of be cool because of the assassins, and then Demon Slayer, they kill demons. So, yeah. Anyway, that's what I would pick.
Oh, that's good. Good. That's good.
That's good.
Yeah. My own two cents. I think your characters, I think Ruby would be a good crossover as well.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun too. Plus, we're friends with the Ruby cast too. So I like to a party and have all my friends together. So absolutely.
And Bud Light.
There's a character in Ruby that looks just like Leone in Akame ga Kill.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And that'd be fun to see those characters square off. It's like, why do you look like me? No, you look like me. No, you look like me.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. And Boris the Animal, thank you for that question. That was fun. And let's roll another one. Here's one from Jason. Ooh, how did everybody get into voice acting?
All right.
Listen, you have to go first. I want to hear.
Okay, so I was at U of H, and Chris.
Go Cougs.
Go Cougs. Did you know this? This is terrible. It's my alma mater. Cougar, shocker. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, geez. Oh, geez.
Y'all be quiet. I know. There I go
again. What is it? Come on.
I know. I'm family friendly environment. I'm here. The old lady, and I'm the dirtiest. But it's my face. Sorry. Go Cougs. Okay.
Oh man.
I was at
my head is sweating. I don't even have hair.
And I was a theater major there. Funny story, I went to 6 colleges and graduated in 5 years because I was like, I'm the true ADHD. I'm like, okay, that was fun. I went to AMDA in New York State for 2 minutes and was like,
bless your heart.
I know. And I left. I didn't even start the first day. Anyway, long story. So I ended up at U of H. And we were doing Chris, God rest his angels. Chris Ayers and I used to perform at Theater Under the Stars. I did Tuts as a young kid. I was a Tuts baby. And we did Peter Pan with Kathy Rigby, y'all, way back in the day. Long story short, I know, follow me, ADHD, real hard. And anyway, he comes around, Amanda Wynn Lee, one of my dearest best friends. I was read in their wedding, her and Jason. She was at U of H and we were doing an improv class, and Chris was like, let's do an improv off of Westheimer at the Blue Iguana, like off in Montrose, and every Saturday we'd go and blah blah blah, and I was a singer, but I never sounded like a singer. And Amanda's like, dude, you got this raspy voice, come on, you got to come. And this was when ADV rented a one-room studio behind Astroworld. Like Astroworld was still going on, like no joke, like straight up. And I'm like, okay, I'll like,
oh my God.
Like I'm gonna dub Speed Racer because that's, you know, I grew up watching Speed Racer, right? So anyway, that's what Jason and Amanda got me, and I went over and started in 1993. Can you believe? Yeah,
I love
93.
That story.
Wow,
93. It was my freshman year in college. Yep, crazy. And God, it's been such a blessing. Still, just to see the
that's awesome. Because,
yeah, it's good stuff. Thanks, Amanda.
So you're like one of the first like real like anime voice actors like for dubbing like in America, because that was kind of when dubbing. Yeah,
it was just really coming cool. out. And then when did any of y'all work at ADV? Molly, Christina?
Yeah,
Molly.
That was Corey, right. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. 2006.
Yeah, not me. That was right before me. I got
Okay, and then we, you know, yeah, but ADV, then it went to Harwin, off of Harwin. Remember, we'd go to that studio. Yeah. But I mean,
Stephen Foster was my first.
Yes, I love Stephen. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Allison, you started at what I call the VHS generation of anime fans.
I literally have.
Before that, it was the bootleg fans.
That's true. And they would go, but a lot of the dubbing was not even in the theaters ever, right? Like never. I mean, like now they'll do, I just remember Ava Evangelion, like years later, was going to show it at an art house theater. And I was like, what? Somewhere, you know, in California. And yeah. So I literally had VHS tapes and my parents have them saved. And I think a lot of them melted and it just makes my head. It's fine.
Oh,
whatever, mom and dad.
No.
Whatever.
Whatever, mom and dad, school.
whatever. No joke. No joke. So, sorry, that was too long. Shut up, Allison. Ready?
Ah, it's all good. It's all good. Who wants to share their egress into anime?
How do you follow that? I don't know.
I don't know. I can sort of segue in a way because we have similar people. I was working on a theater show at Stages in Houston.
Yes.
And we shared, I shared, there was another show running in rep, and I shared a dressing room with Shelley Colleen Black, and she's a queen.
She's the best.
She's awesome.
So talented, sickly talented.
And kind and everything.
Amazing.
And this was in 2012 or 2013. And she was like, oh, are you in over at Sentai? Do you work for them? And I was like, or whatever it's called, it's ADV, whatever. And I was like, no. And she was like, well, you need to contact my friend Steven, and he's having auditions and you should go audition for him. So she pushed me and pushed me and pushed me, and I finally did. He brought me into I auditioned U of H. I wasn't a student there, but it was like at one of their facilities. And then he called me later and was like, okay, come into the studio. So I came into the studio. I had a little audition like this in front of the mic. And then he was like, wait, hold on, I need to go talk to someone. So then he goes and talks to Chris Ayers, takes me into Chris's studio. And Chris needed somebody, he needed an unknown for a part. And it was like a big part, and it was like two roles. And Chris like really took me under his wing and everything, and really helped me.
Oh, he grew so many, I know.
He talked about that, that production with you, Allison, with Kathy Rigby, really fun.
You're gonna make me cry.
Aww.
I was 12, y'all. I was 12. And he was, he's an incredible dancer. He's one of the most talented human beings that I've ever will get the grace to ever get to be able to meet.
Kind. Anyway, okay.
And he loved to grow people. He never made it about him. And yet the whole world loved him more than he could ever love us back. Right? He was an example of love. And when we were doing the improv, Chris didn't even start. Greg was a fan of early anime, and Greg wasn't even in it. Greg was literally a fanboy. And then they came in. I said, get your asses over here. And then look what they've done. I mean, just completely changed it. Molly, I love you. You're such a precious nugget. I know.
Oh, sorry. Molly.
No, I think mentorship is a beautiful thing in our business. and some people get on in, but just about every success story is always said that there was somebody that really saw the potential in them and said, you know what, I'm gonna take a chance on you. And
Chris is linked to so many.
He did it for so many and asked for nothing in return.
Oh, nothing. Maybe a Coke.
Yeah, maybe a Coke.
Big one. I'll go next. I'll segue from Molly. So Molly, your audition at U of H, I got that same audition and I blew it off. That was the first audition I got for Sentai, and I didn't go. It was in like what, 2012 or 13? When was
I think
that?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Around when they were opening. No.
Yeah. So.
Yes. Yeah.
This was like right on the verge of them becoming Sentai Filmworks. Now they're Sentai Studios. They've changed their name 10 years. But so I blew that off. Loraldo Anzaldúa sent me that first audition. I didn't go. And then he sent me another audition in 2014, in like fall 2014. And I emailed him back. Thank God I emailed him back. And I was anime in like so long, like, what do I do? And he was like, balls, woman, read the email. I literally sent you the email that explains everything you're supposed to do. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, all right. I guess I just, oh, never mind. So I go, I do my audition. This was in like October. I didn't hear anything until February. So in the meantime, all of my classmates, like all the people in my ensemble, there were like 13 of us, 13 or 14. They were all getting cast in like bit parts and like tested out. And I was the only one left who hadn't heard anything. This is like in like late, I finally got the phone call. And now I'm the only one working there of like all of my ensemble members. So, haha. But
go, girl. Yes, ma'am.
Up and then I got cast in A Kame Ga Kill. Like, cast in Akame. Like, I got cast. Kyle Jones. Thank you, Kyle Jones, for taking a chance on me.
We love you, so. Kyle.
Kyle Jones.
We love you, Kyle Jones.
There you have it. Corey, bring us home.
Oh, I started back in 2006. I was doing theater originally, and one of the guys that I worked with, he was like, "Hey, do you do anime?" And I was like, "No." He's like, "You should." And I was like, "All right." He's like, "I'll, you know." Stephen Foster was the first director that I had, and he brought me in for an audition, and this was for Kiba back in 2006. And it was kind of like a spinoff of Pokemon, where it's like you have these monsters that, you know, that basically battle at your will. And that was like the start of it for me. And it was very much like Chris. Steven took me under his wing and just like developed me. And I mean, here I am. And I mean, I would be forever grateful to Steven for what he's done for me, because I would not be where I'm at without guidance and trust that I could do what he asked me to do. And, you know, I did. And I think it says a lot, right? Like if you've got a mentor.
Yeah.
Who is willing to put that into you? I mean, you can do anything. I mean,
well, Steven was so talented too. And
yeah.
I mean, there were so many different directors that came through there, but Steven was always looking for new, you know?
Yeah. One of the keep it fresh.
Oh, fresh always. And y'all, like I said, and I'm not blowing smoke, like to see how crazy it, because I was started it when we would turn the page, like we would be in the booth, and I'm sure Addy, you've been in something, like we would have paper and it would be like Matt Greenfield be like, "God dang it, Keith." I'm like, "Shit, I know." I'm like turn the page, but I'm kind of remember you had to like remember the line before, you know, was it even on the computer screen?
And another thing to your credit, Allison, you were working with magnetic tape.
Oh God, that's right, I guess, right?
All right, roll it back again, try it again.
Yeah. I mean, we never had a beep, we never, but that's all kudos to Matt Greenfield and that all the people that started ADB that just were so, and some of the audio engineers that I've worked with, I just.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The patience in those people, anyway, it's such a blessing and y'all have taken it to a whole other level. And so it's just, I'm so proud of it. Hey, Christina, real quick, little shout out. When I did meet her, I've never seen someone so genuinely excited and thrilled. And you were like, you were just precious when you're with this show. And I remember meeting some of the people, you know, at the cast with the question and answer, but I loved your heart for that because you truly love the sci-fi. And I hope the fans know how much you love what you do because it's exciting to see. It's awesome.
And I have loved this. Jason, that was a great question to close us out on, because GalaxyCon viewers, this has been my time with the cast of Akame no Kill. Panelists, it's been an absolute delight. Any final words before we take our leave?
Any final questions?
I say thank you so much for coming on this journey with us. And, you know, it's been years since we recorded and we're still getting to talk about this amazing show and this time that we had and now have continually. And that's because of you. So thank you.
Thank you for sure, guys. Thanks for watching it. Kyle Jones, thanks for your talent and putting these amazing people together and just getting to be a part of it. I love you all. And keep rocking this stuff, guys. It's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, fans. Thank you. Like that's, you know, we can't do it without you guys. So that's, you know, you are the reason we get to do what we do. So
yeah. I think one thing I love about my journey through, you know, anime, but especially with Akame ga Kill, is I've made so many friends. And Molly and I were talking about how we relate in our ways to our characters. And I'm just so thankful to be part of such a cool show like this. Yes. I love how so many people are still such huge fans of it. And it's on Netflix. Yeah. And, you know, it's come back. So I love that. Yeah. So, yeah. And thank you, Kyle Jones, again, for the opportunity.
Thank you, Kyle.
It has been my absolute pleasure to serve you all. Once again, thank you for joining us here on the GalaxyCon virtual stage. Thank you to our audience for joining us. And thank you all for your great questions. Hope to see everybody again soon. Until then, bye-bye, take care. And remember, smiles are free. Spend them often. Bye.